You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Time to dig into some more hymns. I'm excited about this. We have some great hymns lined up to discuss today. Lutheran Service Book 391, 392, and 393. Like good Lutherans, just putting groups of threes together.
Yeah, why not? Right? It's the last group of Christmas hymns, too. We're coming to a close.
391, Rejoice, Rejoice This Happy Morn. And our guest today, Deaconess Sandra Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome, Andy. It's good to be here.
Rejoice, rejoice this happy morn. Now, in this, we just get the text. We didn't even get the notes in front of us here in this one.
I know, that's right. However, that melody is in our hymnal several times.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of our most frequently used hymn tunes, so I think we all know it.
Probably. Yeah, it's the tune for O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright,
which is
a fantastic Epiphany hymn. But
that's right. Philip Nicolai wrote it.
Yes.
And that one, How Lovely Shines the Morning Star, that one is known as the Queen of Chorales.
Mm-hmm.
So it has high place for us.
Absolutely. So this Rejoice, Rejoice, This Happy Morn, I'm not sure that I've ever actually sung these words in a service. Maybe I have, and I'm just like not remembering. But
you know, there's an interesting Scandinavian tradition that goes with this one verse version of Wie schön leuchtet tune, and they would customarily sing it on Christmas Day after the pastor has delivered the introduction to his sermon, and then there's an Easter one. It's 488, He is a Risen Glorious Word, also in LSB. That's the Easter counterpart of it. So, like in my congregation, we use it as the gradual on Christmas Day, and then 488 is the gradual on Easter Day.
Huh. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Anything else about 391, Rejoice, Rejoice, This Happy Morn?
Well, let's look at the text just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's so typical of Luke 2. The first words sound like the shepherds and the angels out on the hill. Rejoice, rejoice, this happy morn. A Savior unto us is born, the Christ, the Lord of glory. His lowly birth in Bethlehem, the angels from on high proclaim and sing redemption story. So you can hear Luke 2 all over in that. Then the second half suddenly sounds like Mary and the Magnificat. My soul extol God's great favor. Bless him ever for his salvation. Give him praise and adoration. So it's a beautiful summary of everything to do with the Christmas story.
Outstanding. 392, God loves me dearly.
Yes. So now we go to German, a beautiful little Christmas carol for children. I grew up in a German Lutheran farming community, and I remember that the adults all knew this. In you know, even if they didn't remember German of most anything else, they could sing Gott ist die Liebe. And even to this day, I think if you go to nursing homes and you ask the older people, they might remember Stille Nacht, and they would remember Gott ist die Liebe because it was so beloved to them.
I will have to ask my mom because I'm pretty sure this is one of her favorites. And her family, her parents, or her mom grew up in farming country, German farming country in Wisconsin. So I wonder if that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
Now.
It was written by a pastor in 1852. He wrote it when he was working with homeless and disadvantaged children. And it delights in the personal nature of our Heavenly Father's love. He loves even me. You know, those words, therefore I'll say again, God loves me dearly, loves even me. And that's a beautiful sentiment for any of us, but mm-hmm. especially when you think of working with the disadvantaged.
Absolutely. What else should we pay attention to in this text?
If we look at 1 John 4:9, he writes, "In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, that we might live through him." So Jesus was born to save his people from their sins. He paid all I owe through his birth and suffering and death and resurrection, and so he made me free. And that's exactly what it says. He sent forth Jesus, my dear Redeemer, He sent forth Jesus and set me free.
I love how this hymn is so clear about the incarnation, and it makes sense that it falls in the Christmas hymns in our hymnal, but I think it gets overlooked because it's in the Christmas section of our hymnal. That's something, you know, about the incarnation that we could sing throughout the year, and we'd probably just overlook it because it falls under Christmas. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It could ease. In fact, when I first looked at it, I thought, really, Christmas?
Yeah, I was surprised. Yeah,
it's much more general than that. It sounds actually Easter, right? Because he died on the cross to set me free.
Sure. But I see, you know, the incarnation as, you know, really a key theme in this. He sent forth Jesus.
Like, true. Yeah. True. Yeah.
But yeah, what a great hymn. I think we need to look
year
at it
round.
Throughout the year. Just because it says Christmas doesn't mean we can't sing it year round.
And, you know, for our German roots, it's one of the easiest texts in German. Gott ist die Liebe, liebt auch mich. He loves even me. Drum sage ich noch einmal. About this, I say once more. The vocabulary is so simple. It's a great way even to teach a few German words.
Simple for you to say.
Yeah. I should mention one more thing as I was looking into this. I discovered that a couple of my colleagues, Pastor David Fleming in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and his musician, his cantor, Christina Roberts, and they wrote a whole Advent Christmas like theme program over this hymn, and it's published by Concordia Publishing House.
Oh, really?
Outstanding.
I will have to go find that now.
Yeah, there's a CD-ROM you can get that has it's got all the texts and prayers and it's got all kinds of stuff for it.
Huh, that's really cool.
Really cool. Yeah.
Lutheran Service Book 393, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.
Okay, so now we go to Poland for this hymn. Being an organist, I'm always looking at hymn tune names, and this tune name, it seems pretty unpronounceable to me. I did look it up today so that I could say to you, the tune is Jobaleji.
Nice.
That's as far as I'm going to try to say anything in Polish. we don't have very many hymns from Eastern Europe. You know, we've got, of course, many from Germany, and to a lesser extent, we have hymns that are translated from French, Italian, Spanish, and a few from Scandinavian, but not so much from Poland. And you can imagine in the 20th century with the World Wars and the Third Reich and the Iron Curtain and all, there was not a lot of exchange of information. Mm-hmm. So it's delightful that we have this one, and it's got an interesting history. In Poland, the church used originally the plain song and from the Mass, but very early they started using the vernacular language and vernacular styles of music. And if you've heard of the words either mazurka or polonaise, those are both Polish dances. Folk song and dances, and they're in three beats in a measure, and that fits exactly with what this hymn is.
Huh. That is really cool.
Yeah, so it's based on Polish folk tune. And the other thing that I thought was really interesting as a musician and working with foreign hymns, in our hymnal, it's three beats in a measure with a pickup, so da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But in some hymns, it doesn't have that pickup, so that it starts da 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 with the accent on those first two eighth notes, and that's likely because in the Polish language they need the first word to be accented and not the third syllable.
Wow, my mind is blowing right now. Yeah, but that makes sense when you have a text that goes with a tune and it's in a different language. The accents and the way that the language interacts with the music is going to be a little different than how we have it in English.
Right? Yeah.
Now I want to learn the Polish version so I can sing.
I know, and learn how to pronounce it all.
Yes,
I really want to learn how to pronounce different languages.
I do too. I think my husband might actually know this one in Polish. I will have to ask him now. They learned it when they were in Capella at Concordia. But anyway, that's nice. A different tangent. Anything to look at in this text? It's a very simple one, and I know it's a really popular with children's Christmas performances.
Yes, yes. And pretty much straight out of Luke 2, the story of the birth of Jesus, and short phrases. So it is. It's simple, childlike, but not trite in any way. Mm-hmm. Infant holy, infant lowly, for his bed a cattle stall, oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Just, it's a beautiful little, I would call it a children's song too.
Mm-hmm. I remember singing this in high school. That was probably one of the first times that I sang. I didn't sing it really as a child, but I remember singing mm-hmm. it in high school. But you mentioned that it was also, that like the tune is also a Polish dance, is that right?
Yes.
I never danced to it, so I haven't tried that yet.
We'll have to change that.
Thankfully, this is radio and not video.
Yes, couldn't want to scare people.
any other points you'd like to make about these hymns as we wrap up our conversation about 391, 392, and 393?
Maybe I'll just make one other small point for the musicians. In 393, the meter is unique for LSB. Meter are those little numbers on mm-hmm. the bottom of the page, you know. 447, 447, 444477. Also typical of Polish folk songs in that it's irregular. You don't feel that in singing it, but it's just kind of a cool point for a musician.
And for the non-musicians, that's what those numbers are at the bottom of the page. They're not phone numbers.
That's right. It is actually counting the syllables. Da, 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 da. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. Pretty
there you
simple.
Go.
And there's your music lesson for the day.
Hey.
That's outstanding.
That's right.
Deaconess Sandra Ryan, thank you so much for digging into these hymns with us today on the 12 Days of Christmas.
You are welcome.
It's been
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. It's been a delight and a lot of fun digging into these hymns. And that wraps up all of the Christmas hymns for the 12 Days
of
Christmas.
We made it through all of them.
Yay. You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.